All right, how should we start this one off? I'm trying to think of an intro.
I still feel like we should have like a little jingle or something.
We need to. We got to work on it.
What if it was like a buzzer beater?
Huh?
Like a buzzer beater or something like that, where it's like...
Knowing how the NBA is. Lawsuit. Yeah, shoot it through, guys. Lawsuit.
As you see, we're still working on the intro, but we're back from a little hiatus. Views from Millennial. I got the name right. Turn up. I'm proud of myself.
Bravo.
I'm your host, Isaac. Here with most of the squad. We got Shelly. We got Elvis in the bathroom. We got Devin. Kenzie couldn't be here, but we're going to hold it down for him. How everybody doing? Devin, you good?
I'm good right now.
I'm chilling, man. What's up? We got the... Everybody, let's give a little insight why we are now. We're recording in our store. We're not going to get the name out because, again, definitely don't want no type of lawsuit or nothing like that. But we are recording in our store. So a lot of times when you hear kind of like a rough cut to another topic. We're recording now. So I'm just giving them insight on what's going on. So whenever there's like a rough cut, a rough edit, 9 out of 10, the customer came in, the phone picked up or whatever. But Devin's good. Elvis, how you doing, bro?
Doing fun. Can't complain.
I'm feeling good, man. Got good news, man. Started up a Facebook group. You know about it. Both of y'all are part of it.
Yeah.
COLGA Gamers. I don't even know how you pronounce that for real. Like, collegiate. I always want to say collegiate.
We need someone that knows how to read better than
right.
me.
Right. But it's pretty much for our local area, just gamers. Building up a community. So again, if you're on Facebook, you're a gamer. If you know somebody that's a Facebook that's a gamer, I invite you to join. Shelly, how you doing?
I am swell.
That's what's up. We need to just
hang. She used that nice definition. I am swell.
Same.
They prank calling us.
Are you for real?
They're like, y'all sold us some fake tins.
For real. Tell them, hey, man. I can't say that because I'm on podcast. But let's take a look. Matter of fact, take a quick little break. Little commercial break. That's what I'm going to start saying now.
The commercial break.
Yeah. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get to some of these news. Now, again, we took a week off. So we're going to kind of blaze through the old news real quick so we can get through the new stuff. I know off the top of my head, I remember, rest in peace to John Singleton. He passed away on April the 28th due to a stroke. Y'all know the movies he produced?
I just know that one movie. I don't want to be wrong, but is it Boys in the Hood?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I just
knew it was a bunch of dope black movies. That's what I know.
he's responsible because he directed and been producing a lot of stuff. So I'm just say he's had a hand in Boys in the Hood, uh-huh. Shaft, Poetic Justice, Baby Boy. Bunch of other stuff, and he's still been doing stuff as currently as, I think he's a producer in Snowfall. For those who watch that show,
Snowfall. Okay, Poetic Justice is one movie I did see. I just couldn't put two and two together.
What's funny to me, and again, it might be because I haven't watched his movies, but when I heard all the movies he had a hand in, I was wondering why is, to me, not many people talk about him like they talk about Spike Lee.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like I understand Spike Lee, you know, he has big partial role, but there should be other directors and other people that have big part-time roles in making movies be, you know, noticed. Because there's a handful out there that should be recognized.
Only reason why I can maybe say you give Spike Lee maybe more credit if, like, his direction, like, him directing was, like, all of it was him.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of stuff, like, it was... He wasn't in full control of it, but he did. Like, he was either a director or a producer of it. So, even still, though, classic movies, like.
Yeah.
And another thing you could say is because, you know, he has, not saying more of an influence, but because, you know, for instance, like, he got shoes out for Jordan.
Facts.
So,
you know, he with Illuminati, so since he did stuff for Jordan, you know, they allowed him to put a better image.
Hey, be trying to get sponsored now, so you got to be careful.
Didn't he do a commercial with him?
Who?
Spike Lee.
Oh, yeah. Is it the shoes? The Jordan 4th?
Yeah. That bow-legged motherfucker.
Beep! No, this is 18 and up. before we get on the news, because I did say we was going to do this last episode, We See You spotlight, just highlighting, you know, young people doing something good, doing entrepreneur stuff, you know, stuff like that, just highlighting them. The first podcast, it was us, because, again, what we're doing. This podcast, We See You spotlight goes to everybody graduating, you know, for the class of 2019, right?
Yes, yeah. You're right.
So everybody that's graduating, hats off to you, salutes to you. Do something with your degree and still try to make it your own business.
And pay off them student loans, because I know you're in debt now.
But if you can't do it, because someone told me this, go back to school, man. Keep getting on, what's it called? Because as long as you're in the school, you ain't got to pay them off.
Exactly. Well, that don't work, stripping works too.
Hey, man, come on now.
Hey, just don't be hustling.
Get your paper, man.
Facts. But again, salute to y'all. See y'all. Go ahead.
No, unless you're hustling, you know how sneakerheads are out there.
Hey, man.
Hey, thank you.
Get more products. Live. Buying certain products that are cheap and then reselling them in the market.
Guilty.
Get it how you live.
Do you, boo-boo.
That's one way to hustle now.
But we're going to move on to other news. Stopping point at 4:50. So next topic, trying to keep it in the movie realm. Have y'all seen the Sonic trailer?
Yes.
I don't think it looks that bad.
You is crazy.
He looks like...
He looks like he's on crack, like literally.
I don't know if I can say this, but I'm going to say it.
Go ahead.
He looks like a child molester.
I don't think it looks that bad. I think it looks like a little...
What?
And it's funny because the way he's... the way he appears, small eyes, slim body, big hair... It's funny how they somehow put in running shoes, Nike symbol on it. It's just funny.
The thing that kills me is that, like, if you kind of kept up with the gaming Sonics, this is kind of, like, close to the last iteration they did.
Yeah.
But if you're doing a Sonic movie, you should have it based off the Sonic Adventures, the one that we grew up watching.
Yeah.
Big eyes, smarky attitude, like...
He was a smart ass.
This Sonic was like, he ain't really cool with the police, like the cops and whatnot, but it's like, I don't know. The Sonic that I grew up on, no, I knew you don't want me to run. You just can't catch me to stop me. So.
And he got big bulky shoes, not these.
Come on, right. Like, he got size 9, like in the new movie. Like, back in the day, he wore my size. He wore 13 at least.
Bigger,
like,
Shaq size. Come 18.
On. Like, for real. But keeping it moving, the Spider-Man one. Have y'all seen that trailer? Going from bad to good.
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Very good. Dealing with time travel. How good are you into like Spider-Man? Like what you know about him? Like you know the villains and everybody.
Dr. Octopus, the Green Goblin.
Remember Mysterio?
That's the new one. That's the new one coming out, right?
Yeah.
Mysterio's the new
he's
one.
He's actually good now.
Yeah, he's
even better. I'll say in a new one, he's going to be good.
But it's funny because it's Jake Gyllenhaal? That's who's playing Mysterio?
I don't know.
I can't remember that.
I just seen a post before. They were saying, who would y'all prefer, the old 2009 Spider-Man or this Spider-Man?
Peter Parker?
They're talking about the very first Spider-Man that we grew up.
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
Then the Amazing Spider-Man. He was like
that little teenage dude.
And then the British Spider-Man. Yeah, he's British.
Tom Holland.
I don't know his name, but I just know he's British.
The one that was in Endgame and all that?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Amazing Spider-Man. Because they did a reboot. Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man 3, Amazing Spider-Man. Amazing Spider-Man 2, then you have Spider-Man...
Far From Home,
and now...
No, you got Homecoming. Now it's Far From Home next.
I never knew. I thought it was only
there's
three. Two of them.
Yeah. The third one's my favorite one because it has my favorite anti-villain.
I'm going to tell you what's funny. I'm actually cool with the current one being the Spider-Man because Tobey Maguire kind of set the standard.
Yeah.
And now, again, this one is like, hey, he's younger... You can kind of see him go through it. Now, I hope somewhere down the line they integrate Tobey Maguire into the story because you can't... It's like, without spoiler, if you ain't watched Endgame by now, hey, man, I don't know what to tell you. That's like not... That's like if Tobey Maguire died in Endgame for like a Spider-Man movie. You don't have Spider-Man without that man.
Yeah.
To be honest, Tobey Maguire, he's the older one, right?
Yeah, he's the older one.
He's the first one.
To be honest, I prefer this age Spider-Man better because the one Spider-Man I knew growing up, he always been that really goofy, intelligent Spider-Man. That yeah. Tobey Maguire, that one, and them movies, they kind of really didn't emphasize his real-life intelligence for real in the movies and stuff. Like, he was a goofy, smart person and stuff.
Different writer, different director.
Also, that too, there's two different Spider-Man as well, because it's always we get into nerd talk, there's a Spider-Man when he got bit, he automatically get the web shooting.
Yeah.
And he was smart, but he wasn't as smart as the other one, where he just got the wall climbing and the Spidey senses,
yeah.
And he developed web shooters. Okay. So there's still like two different spots. It's a whole thing.
I haven't seen Homecoming, but I've seen bits and pieces here and there.
It is amazing, bro. Like,
man, I had HBO for the weekend. I had the opportunity to watch it, but I didn't watch it because I was too busy watching other movies.
It's good. I can't wait for it to come out. But moving on, what else do we have?
Let me get out. Also, Andrew Garfield was actually pretty good at it.
Who?
Andrew Garfield, the one who did Amazing Spider-Man.
Fire.
So,
oh,
that's the one that I initially saw. I didn't watch any of the Tobey Maguire ones. So, that was the first one I watched. I watched, Spider-Man 2, the Amazing Spider-Man 2, five times.
I'll say this. It's funny. I want to finish it up with this, if it's okay. The very first Spider-Man was, that middle average Spider-Man. Amazing Spider-Man was the skinny stick Spider-Man, and then now this Spider-Man is a teenage Spider-Man.
Yeah, it all comes together for real.
Y'all seen whenever it was they did that little Snapchat when they were making the baby face, but Tom Holland looked the exact same.
Oh yeah, let's switch it up.
All right. Other news. There's older news that's kind of past. We ain't really got to worry about it. Last one though, Big Draco was sentenced to jail. That's important. We got to talk about Big Draco. Since the 240 days in jail for violating parole. So, free Big Draco, feed Soulja Boy. Any comments?
I'm just now I'm just now being aware.
You're not supporting Gucci no more, are you?
Yo, listen, man. You got your... There's certain people in our culture we got support no matter what. Soulja Boy's one of them dudes. You just got support him. So, free Big Draco.
No, don't free him because he is a clone. That Draco
is you is not cloning.
That is future.
Think about it. The old Draco we knew. You remember all the face tattoos he had, right? You remember the only tattoo he said he was moving was
the Gucci
one, right? How come this new tattoo, every inch beast of tattoo on his face is disappeared?
No, because he started getting them removed. Said he started with that.
I ain't hearing none of that stuff. Listen, man.
I'm just not being aware, so I'll look more. Bro. I'll look into it more.
Listen, there's certain people you can clone in this world. You're not cloning Big Draco. You're not.
If we are cloning, which...
Tia clone. Come on.
Look, if we are cloning, we should clone people that are really worth it.
Come on. Look at this man.
Hold on. What you trying to say? You trying to say Soulja Boy ain't worth it?
No. He's worth it, but we already had a Soulja Boy.
Who?
Soulja Boy himself.
His ass, another prime example. How you went from... I'm this dancing.
Why can't we get how much money?
Because hold up. This is what I'm not understanding. This is how far ahead Soulja Boy is. Because back when everybody was still wearing oversized clothes, he's in the digital age already.
Yeah, he was.
When we started getting in the digital age, he started back doing the gang shit. He started pop, pop, pop. Now what? Everybody doing the gang shit. Listen, they talking about.
You reminded me of that one rap song he did when he started out pop, pop, pop. Which one was it?
I don't remember.
Well, I know when you said
there's so many great songs he be doing. Sure, I can't remember.
My most favorite song.
Listen,
is Turn My Swag On.
On any random day, I will be bumping Soulja Boy just for no reason.
Wasn't he the first one to start saying swag?
Come on, he said swag for anybody. Pretty boy swag. What year was that?
Kind of gay.
It's cool.
Swag. Come on. Now.
But see, that's my point. He made that shit hard.
Wasn't he the first one to do FaceTime on a music video?
Dog, kiss me through the phone and FaceTime. Half of y'all that's listening now is on the iPhone. Tim Cook or whoever is in Apple, need to get that man a check, bro.
Oh, my
free God. Big Draco, man. That's all I'm saying.
No, it's funny if you really look at it. You're like, wait a second. He was the first one to have that nice quality FaceTime.
Wasn't Skype around anyway before that?
Nah, but see, that's the thing, though. That was on your laptop. Yeah, this man said kiss me through the phone. That's FaceTime.
Music video.
Come on, what?
I can see it. Clone.
Dog, he been in the game. I ain't even think. Free Big Draco.
On to the next
keep
one.
Keep that homo in jail.
You ain't gonna disrespect Big Draco like that.
On to the next one.
Alright. I think that's enough for the old news. Current stuff. Met Gala. That's a little bit old too, but Met Gala. Have y'all ever seen how... What's the point of Met Gala? That's what I want to know.
Basically, it's like this big old event where, of course, a lot of celebrities go to, but it benefits like this Institute of Art in, I think, well, like New York or something like that. But basically, yeah, it takes like $30,000 for you just to get in.
It makes sense. To go towards Met Gala. It. Gala, gallery.
I think for like a table, it's like $270,000.
Hold on, I thought you got invited. I didn't know you had a
pass. No, that's why most of the stuff. That's why like with like this year, which was Cannes, which is like over the top, outrageous. That's why a lot of them depict some type of art because it's for like Art Institute.
So you're telling me OBJ spent so much money?
I'm so sick and tired of defending him, bro. But he
no. Look, I love OBJ. I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm a Cowboys fan. I know the Giants is my rival, but man, I love OBJ to death because he started off in LSU. But what is he thinking?
He was bad. The kilt with the cutoff lead looking like a Scottish stripper. Like, bro, I can't keep defending your ass.
Bro, I said, bro, I like somewhere in this world, some Scottish man looking like he's hot. Like,
I love you kind of looking dirty.
Hold on. Katy Perry. Full chandelier. I don't give a damn what you telling me. That is just retarded.
Wait.
But again, camp is over the top. And then it's like, for what the actual, like, concept of it was, she kind of hit it on the, you know what I mean? Like,
who's it going to buy a bag of fried chicken in there?
I don't know, but she's my hero.
Wait.
I know.
Then Lady Gaga.
Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah, she bought, Tiffany.
She put out a bag. I said, legend.
Didn't Lady Gaga come in there with like a.
She came in for four outfits, y'all, and she changed in like a 15-minute period. There's so many different ones. Like, you had, what was his name? Like, Jared Leto that had like his little mannequin head with him.
I thought that was dope. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, that was really nice.
I was like, serial killer.
But. A lot of things that, like, I'm not saying anything against it, because, I mean, right now we're living in a very open world. A lot of the guys were very, like, dressing, like, androgynous. You know, like, Harry Styles was wearing sheer. You know, he, like, Jared had, like, that kind of, like, this exquisite, like, gown kind of style on.
Should we have a party like that?
I wish you would try to have me just like, nah, bro, I don't give a damn.
Hey, but at least you're expressing yourself in a different manner, you know?
King T'Challa. That's all I'm dressing up as.
I may wear a pink suit like Pinky one day, but that's about the furthest I go.
Wait, what?
A pink suit like Pinky?
The Panther or the porn star? What are you talking about?
That's on Friday, man.
Oh.
What you talking about?
Isaac. Clean.
Clean over here.
Hey. At a point.
Clearly Tom Brady threw that out of your straight up your head.
Hey, Tom Brady's a quarterback. You're Randy Moss. He's overthrew you.
5A for a reason, bro.
You know what's really shocking to me? You did a really good research on this, but I did not know nothing about it.
Because because apparently it funds the, the Metropolitan Museum of Arts Costume Institute in New York City. But thing is, again, like, I was out of my dance appointment when I saw all this shit. But basically, like, when you just see everyone's outfit, like, some people, they could have done a lot better. But again, when you actually look at their outfit and realize how much work went into it. Like, I believe I was watching it, like, The View or something like that, and it showed whether it was Kim Kardashian's or it was it Celine Dion's. Like, it took, I think, she like fit like 52 like men or like just creators to make it, and then one person actually came out of retirement to make their dress.
No, like, some of them are dope, but like, yeah, you're not finna tell me how much creativity went into making the chandelier as a dress. Like,
to be honest, did y'all really see that shit Cardi B put on that day?
They said she looked like the red hand from Dora the
Explorer. That outfit, she looked like the red carpet when she walked up there. I did see that. Bro, I said, please tell me you lying. She ain't really wear that up in that. I was like, ain't no.
But you know what? I think, can everybody do that? I know every year someone like has that stupid long. Yeah.
That was stupid.
She looked like that Christmas tree, like
Rose. Oh, wait. Why does she look like that one character? She can be on Samurai Jack. She can be like,
yeah, at least that.
That's what. See, Nedris. That's what happened. You forget your pad at home.
And then Celine Dion's dress wore like 25, like, it was like 22 or 25 pounds.
But why does that look like some dress you can wear in Narnia?
Yeah, I was gonna say that's a final boss for somebody.
I'm gonna scream that sneaker. But oh, what is you?
Like some of them were really classy. Some of them didn't really, you know.
What's that one black girl that wore that?
The hardest one though that I would actually wear is y'all seen Dwayne Wade. That little vest with the hoodie on it.
Wait.
That's so like, hard, bro.
Where's that at?
He's an assassin.
That's what look. I was like, yo, that's tall.
That's just what they wore.
Is that Jennifer Lopez? She tried to do a Cleopatra.
Yeah. That was dope. All right. We got to take a quick commercial break. All right. So moving on from the Met Gala. The topic. We lost Devin, by the way. He had to leave. And I feel bad, too, because him and Kinsley really wanted to talk about this. But we got to continue on with the show. We got to continue with the episode. We got to keep it moving. Can't hold off any longer. Aisha Curry.
Oh. Here is the motherfucking tea right here.
Now, Elvis, you don't know what's going on, right?
I do know what's going on.
Okay.
Vaguely,
but I need more.
Shelly, go ahead. I know you know. You explained the best.
So, this woman, aka wife of Steph Curry, went on the Red Table talk show. And basically, she was saying that she does not feel like she is pretty or that she doesn't have it. And basically made her, you know, point that, well, from what I heard, that she is not, was it, pleasured?
See, now, the pleasure, I don't know about. All I heard was that, again, because Steph Curry gets all the attention from women, and she thinks she will want that same attention from men.
I think it wasn't pleasure. I think it was attention that she wants.
Well, whether it was on Facebook or something like that. But also, she also said in an interview previously that she didn't like the groupies around Steph Curry. And so now she's saying that she want, you know, she not saying wanted male's attention, but she knows she doesn't get it.
Right.
And that it makes her feel again that she's just a plain Jane. Yeah. Which as a woman, I can understand that. But at the same time, like that's what I guess like there's the whole like that's what I see on Facebook, it's like it's kinda like men divided and women divided. Women are basically saying that, you know, after she had three kids, you know, you don't, and you just kind of looked at as his wife. It doesn't, like, you know, you don't really feel, again, your best.
Mm-hmm.
And so she doesn't feel like, you know, by not receiving the male's attention or whatever, that, again, she's not good enough. On the other hand, men are saying that, you know, that's his wife, so why should any other man's opinion matter? Yeah. That, you know, Steph, again, has all these women throwing themselves at him, but at the same time, he's not even studying them and picking her. He's the one who she, you know, has to go to every night. So, yeah. What's y'all's opinion?
So, let's go positive before we start roasting. To me, like you kind of hit on the head, like I said earlier, for me, and again, I get it. I'm pretty sure no wife of like us to a spouse of that status likes like all these groupies around. And just come with the territory. But to say you want, like, attention like a Steph Curry that is arguably the greatest shooter of all time, multiple NBA champion, the first unanimous MVP champion, fam, I'm going to need you to drop it down. Like, is not basketball now the most, like, watched sport or whatever?
In the U.S.?
Like,
it's up there.
Yeah.
No, you, it's...
It passed football, didn't it?
No. No, oh, well... I think you're right. Football is a number one sport, but
I know it's not touching soccer.
No. Soccer's not even touching basketball. No. But if, okay, USA base, I think it's you know, I'm just going to go what I believe as of right now. I think it's football, baseball. No. Football, really? Basketball, and baseball. I'm confused the sport. I'm sorry. Baseball is popular, but the thing is I have a feeling basketball is like
It's growing
really popular because, you know what, the commissioner is doing great things. Yeah. What really hurt the NFL was Colin Kaepernick kneeing down, but that's a whole different topic we can talk about later on.
That's why I can see that might have made NBA pass but NFL.
NBA was really helping them a lot. They're somehow reaching to the youth by social media a lot.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't go off track.
Yeah, go ahead.
So at the very least, top two, maybe top one sport, Steph Curry is arguably one of the faces. No, is one of the faces of the league.
Leave it like this. He's on Mount Rushmore on basketball.
Come on, man. Like, you cook, bro. Like, listen, you're not even Gordon Ramsay level. Yeah, like, come on, man. You got to take a break. All right, continuing with Aisha Curry after that short commercial break. What were we talking about? I don't even remember, to be honest with y'all.
We were talking about the upsides of, like, well, the good part about what she did say.
Mm-hmm. But, again, what she said, honestly, I'm pretty sure anybody in her position would feel. My only thing, like, being serious is that where does Curry's opinion on you, how heavy does that weigh? You know, because, like, again, if y'all really, again, I don't know, but if you're truly in love and that person that you love is only love for you, and I got a couple right here in front of me, y'all tell me that, because mine is at home, let me make that clear. How do, like, again, if Elvis, you love Shelly, you love Elvis, it shouldn't matter what nobody else things because y'all love each other, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's how it should be with all relationships. But I know where you're getting to, but I'm going to sidetrack first. Not sidetrack, but I'm going to swerve a little bit. It's still in the same track, except instead of, like, feeling, I understand she's feeling very, very, like, needy, needs attention from him. Because I understand, it's the NBA, he's an NBA player. They're not at home a lot. He's traveling. He's practicing. He's barely at home. I understand you have three beautiful kids you have to take good care of. It's a mom thing. Mm. Mad respect for all moms. I know Mother's Day was yesterday. So happy Mother's Day to all moms and to future moms. But what I'm trying to get to is, in a relationship, when there is something like that, why go public? Why not talk to him? Be like, look, this is how I really feel. Unless there's been times that she mentioned it, but he ignored it. But I don't know. But why public? Like,
okay, just from my little snooping on it, I've read that the Red Table Talk is more so for, like, personal things
that people, like, internalize.
Right. And so whenever she had said that, it wasn't meaning in, like, a derogatory way, like she wants to be, like, quote unquote ho, like, material, stuff like that. But it's just the fact of, like, I felt like it was misinterpreted, or maybe she didn't say it the right way, you know. But in my opinion, just how the backlash she is receiving, I mean, if you say it a certain way, you're gonna, you know, get it a certain way back.
She went to his man.
But, you know, I did also see that Steph Curry did respond back to that and was saying that, you know, he was proud of her for expressing her opinion of how she feels. Which I feel like, you know, as a woman, that's great that you don't have to be scared to admit how you feel. True. Especially, you know what I mean, like that? But, again, at the same time, there's certain things that maybe you should keep a little bit private. And, again, you know, to many people, you know, she is really, you know, beautiful. But thing is, I feel, because I know you had mentioned this the other day too, at the status that they're at, you don't really perceive them as a bad couple. You kind of, you know, as an ideal couple.
Yeah.
And thing is, you know, you have to show respect to that.
Were they not
that
high school sweethearts, if I'm not mistaken?
No, high school or college is one of the two. But they're sweethearts somewhere. Huh? College or high school?
The school sweethearts.
Bam. Yeah.
Yeah, school sweethearts.
But basically, it's like, you know, people have respect for your relationship. They have respect for Steph, and they have respect for you as his wife. And again, I feel like, you know, maybe she did feel that, you know, of course, she is in the shadow because, of course, you know, he gets all the attention. Mm-hmm. But again, people are going to respect your marriage. And so that's why, you know, a lot of men are supposed to say, wouldn't really look at her like that because, you know, they respect her again as a relationship like that. So she should, and, you know, in turn, think of it like, if they respect my relationship, then I need to respect it too.
I think the way she should have went about it is that let people know you understand why people are not approaching you. Because, again, like you said, they are that ideal couple, God-fearing couple, where good family, you could tell they love each other heavily. Like, you could tell she doesn't love, like, she loves Steph, and that's not an issue. But again, you still want to feel, it just feels nice to get complimented every now and then. Your dad would probably clean up a little bit better. But, fam, like, this man is, also, the respect that a lot of dudes have, because let me bring it all together. Yes, a lot of people respect marriage, but there's a big portion that doesn't either. And that's where you see so many divorces, so many cheating scandals happen. And listen, Aisha and Steph are that session where it was sad, but hey, everything is good for them that we know of. So once you kind of like, everybody's like, yo, leave them alone. Like, yo, that's the happy couple. Why are you trying to mess that up? Why are you trying to break that home up? Like, I get if so-and-so had issues and you still messed up, but yo, everything about them, they're all good. Why are you doing that?
It's for really what they stand for. You know what I mean? Like, if it was against someone who was known for their very clad and very, like, you know, superficial behavior, then yes, you know, I could see how in certain relationships that kind of thing would happen. But with them, I mean, let's face it, they are, like you said, like, posted, like, it's idle. It's, you know, it's just, you would feel bad about messing that up. You know what I mean? Right. It's just,
all right, we done covered them enough. It's time to start roasting. Bro, why does she think that she's Steph Curry? That's why I need to know. Fam, listen, you're beautiful. I get it. This man is a two-time NBA champion. He make about, what, $200 million over the next 5 years? The face of Under Armour. Arguably the greatest shooter that ever touched a basketball. You are probably a decent cook at best. Because I'm beyond with you. I ain't trying to be mean. Who said, yo, Aisha Curry's, like, cooking slaps? I ain't never heard. Like, listen, if...
The thing is, I think we respect her and we see her as a mom. Not, like, a hot mom. We see her as a mom. Like, when you think Aisha Curry, you think, oh, that's Steph Curry's wife. Respect to the man, respect to the woman. We don't come at her like, oh, she, you know, she...
But you know she gets mad at though, because, like, I've heard more people try to get at Curry's mom than actually Aisha.
Look.
Damn.
The people in the world are, you know, different. Some people might love her. Some people might disagree, but or like her by her views or by her attractiveness. To me, when I see her on TV, I'm just like, faithful, loving wife. I don't want to see her as, now I'm going to see her as she just wants attention.
She's kind of like the athletic, well, not athletic, but she's like in the athlete style of Michelle Obama. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, bro, you're not finna test, what, niggas will shoot you. You try to talk to Michelle.
Like, she's that, and thing is, this is what I've been kind of thinking of too. Okay, I get it. She was on, you know, the Red Table Talk or whatever. But thing is, as much power as Steph has, whether in the, you know, NBA, athletics in general.
Influential.
Use your influence to make a positive difference. Dang. You know, speak for something else. Kind of how we were talking about, you know, early in the podcast, you know, get out of school, do something great, you know, stick to your career, you know, stuff like that. If she is such a, you know.
Power figure.
Power figure. You know, I don't know if she does it or not. I'm not too, you know, in depth with her and, you know, what she stands for. But promote something in a positive way.
Or get a good jump shot, bro. If you want that same spec that Steph Curry got, hey, man. Okay, so this will be an edit point soon. Recording got cut off. I don't know when. So just to wrap everything up, because, again, it's been a minute. Aisha, you are too strong of a... public figure, too respected as a public figure. No, she's not.
No. I was gonna say, like you said, it. She's a strong public figure. I think she's not a strong. I think she's a very powerful, athletic power figure. Which she can take that,
but she has a capability
to change or do something with that influence because of what her husband has provided.
Right.
Because only they can do something that can be, you know, like, they, for example, Michelle Obama, she, you know, I want all America to be healthy, so she took away
certain items from school foods. She can do something.
Yeah, we don't
to that status. That. Yeah, I understand it's something that we're not proud of or happy about, but she could do something more than just sit there and just, you know, this curry, but talk about her.
Don't take out the fried foods again, because, you know, that really left a sour taste in my mouth. I know that much. Like,
I know, but look, I was just an example. Come on, give me.
And thing is, let's be honest, if it really wasn't for Steph, she wouldn't really be nothing. Like not saying that way, but thing is, like, if they were not together, she wouldn't be in that high status that she is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, as high as the status, I definitely agree with.
Not saying she's nothing, but, you know, she wouldn't be, again, like, the status of, or powerful. Mm-hmm. So, and, I mean, like I said, I get it, the whole thing with, you know.
But honestly, I can make that same claim towards Steph, too, because one of the good qualities about Steph is that he is a family man. Because, again, mm-hmm. one of the kind of, I think, the first things that he went viral was of his daughter that he was sitting in the lap after the game. So, it does play both ways. But, listen, all this to say is this is a perfect example of you got to be careful of how you say stuff because of how it's going to get interpreted. But I'm pretty sure I actually don't care because, like, again, the Red Table Talk, you're trying to get your... I can say you trying to get some personal stuff off of your chest. So if she feels better now, hey, salute to you. That'll make you feel better. Hey, I'm all for it. But moving on, we got to talk about some laws that are in place and are becoming in place. That's the proper word is.
Yeah.
But we got another commercial break, so we're going to come right back. All right, back from commercial breaks. We are now going into law. There's been a couple of law changes. The first one, which one we want to get into?
We can get into Colorado.
What happened to Colorado?
Not Colorado, but the...
Denver.
All right, so Denver became the first place to decriminalize psychedelics like mushrooms. How do y'all feel about that?
Is it going to be a controlled substance? Is it going to be like... I want to know... Obviously, I want to know more about it, but... Are they going to be, like, not locked up in a room, but are they going to be, like, are you going to be able to
take them? Like, you can't take them, like, and go to work. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, it's going to be, like, alcohol. Like, hey, that's recreational. That's only free time. Don't do that while you're driving.
Well.
Go ahead.
No, but like you said, don't do it while driving. But the thing is, I never done mushrooms, and I know none of y'all have, I hope.
Sure. Nope.
Unless y'all had mushrooms in your salad, which is the proper mushroom.
I ain't gonna have mushrooms.
But how long does it, you know, when you drink alcohol, you have to recover from it? Like, how long will, like, the recovery that high go to?
I'm pretty sure they got people like, hey, I wanted to test to see what happens.
Yeah,
with this
I bet, but like I said, I just want to know, like, are you going to be, like, at a facility where you take it and stay there with other people?
See, my thing is, what about drug testing for jobs and stuff like that?
That's good.
So, I mean, are they going to be able to exactly, like detect that and be like, okay, well, then that's okay. But at the same time, it's kind of like, are you going to hire someone for a $200,000 job while on shrooms? Because it's legal? Like,
that's weird. You know what I wondered is that, because, correct me if I'm right, all it really is like poison in your body is your body getting out the poison. That's the whole trip, right?
Yeah.
So, because, like, in my head, I was like, they would never, like, legalize crack or cocaine and stuff like that. After seeing this, I was like, are they going to let this happen? Like,
we actually getting there?
Like, I can see LA being the first one, like, hey, you know what? We done seen the test. It's better results. You know what? Cocaine's legal.
You know, Kid Rock is, I don't know if he's running for a politician, but he's trying to legalize heroin.
See, like, what?
See, nowadays, I don't know why people think, I guess, like, politics, which I'm not the biggest, you know, supporting politics, but they feel like it's more of a show rather than actual, like, what's best
serious
for you. Because, I mean, let's be honest, we're not saying no one, but you're seeing, like, people, again, like you said, like, Kid Rock. Didn't they say, like, at one time, like, The Rock was going to run?
Yeah.
So, I mean, the thing is, you're just seeing that. The thing is, not saying they're inept of doing that, of, you know, being president. But the thing is, if it's for what's best for our country, why are you just doing it just so you could just claim president?
Or like, it's power.
It's not nothing that's, like, temporary. It's, I mean, well, it is technically. But it's 4 years, and that 4 years, a lot can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not, you know, informed or you're not educated enough to do the position, find something else. Run for mayor.
But see, also, this is my thing. Going to our young people, that especially the ones that are big into the law, that's like, again, that graduated with a law degree or whatnot, inform other people, because currently, from what I don't even think the president has that much power. Like, mm-mm. The Senate,
it's a checks and balance wherever. It's just like, you know, they can veto a bill, you know, legislature, judicial, and executive. Right. So I mean, they that's the reason why they had that, in, you know, intact. But I mean, let's be honest, everything nowadays is so corrupt. You don't know.
Well, what I don't, is corrupt, yes, but I feel like there's, like, favors. Have you ever seen the series House of Cards?
Reference number two.
I really want to watch it. I
recommend it, because there are things that open your eyes, which I can clearly see where, oh, I did you a favor. Now you do me a favor.
Or something else is going to happen.
Or, hey.
I'm going to let this little information leak out of how I helped you out doing this.
Exactly. Blackmail and all that.
And you'd be surprised what happens with money.
Money moves people, money kills people, but money is a big influence. But I want to see if we can get back on the topic, because I had something.
The Denver one or the...
No, the Denver one.
Okay.
Like we said, like you said, jobs, how are they going to, you know... I have a feeling for, like, people that are just in Denver, I think it's just, how would you say it, like a... like a pretest. Let's just try it out in the city. Because Denver's a well-known city. Everyone knows Denver. It's a big city. Well, not as big as other cities, but it's very heavy populated. And I have a feeling they're just like, hey, let's just test it out. What could go wrong?
But the thing is, what's the jurisdiction of that? Is it if you live in Denver? Is it if you work in Denver? Because, you know, I have family in Colorado, specifically Colorado Springs, who they... you know, some of them actually work in Denver. So, again, how much is it limited to? Because the thing is, say, for you know, if you live in Colorado Springs, for example, and you get caught with that, how is that going to affect anything? How, you know, what's the...
I see.
Imagine getting pulled over, like, streaming, and like, oh, so what's that for? Oh, no, see, we about to make salad, so, you know, I just like, had to pick some fresh from the garden. Like, oh, really?
Well, I understand not a lot of people know about shrooms, but I think it's just... a certain specific mushroom, but I don't know if it's like dipped or laced with some type of drug or chemical. I don't know, because like I said, right. I don't know much about it, but you had a good topic or jurisdiction. What happened if you live in Denver, you're doing shrooms, but your mom lives in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and you go out there to Colorado and you get pulled over or do like a traffic stop, and they find you with that, will you still be charged?
I think so, because now you're in a different jurisdiction, so you gotta go by their rules.
There's like I said, this is a test. It has to be a test.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, they're gonna try to see, okay, we're gonna try it out. What could go wrong?
A lot.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
And I'm pretty sure that's
I can't wait for the new stories. That's
know,
all I want.
I know. You know what I'm waiting for? You know, a lot of airplane pilots are stressed out. Remember Snoop Dogg? What's that?
Oh, Stole Plane.
Stole Plane. But he's like, oh, a shroom. And he takes it and he passes out. I have a feeling someone's going to do that.
Man, if you know anybody in Denver or you in Denver, please be careful. That's all I'm going to say.
Please be careful. On the road.
Those football games going to be lit.
No. The stadium is called High Mile.
Oh, boy. They're going to have that. Oh, that's it. Man, we going to Denver. You just watch. But going to hometown, Georgia just passed a heartbeat law.
In Ohio, I believe, too.
In Ohio, too? Go ahead and explain it all for us, please.
So, basically, again, not being too in-depth of it, but women are now can be prosecuted for attempting an abortion, for having a miscarriage. And now they're even saying at some points with even birth control to be taken away.
Wait, hold on. Excuse me. What now?
What?
I read something where they're talking about saying birth control being taken away, and basically, you just got.
What? Hold up, cause see that affects me us now too. Wait a minute. What?
Okay, I read it. I can't, you know, burial puts that in place, But yeah, I've heard that anything that a woman can basically do is basically having her rights stripped away.
Right.
That's how it's going to be.
Oh, that's you just can't. Wrong. They're stripping rights away.
Thing is, women. Like, damn, man, too. What you mean? Like,
No. But think about it though. What happened if there are certain type of women? I'm not throwing anything out there, but there's certain type of women that do enjoy sex a lot, so they have multiple partners. I understand. It's just the urge. I understand. I'm not saying anything wrong or is bad, because I understand. It's a pleasurable feeling. But what I'm trying to get to is, if she's that type of woman that loves to go around or with the same man multiple times, and they take away birth control, you know, condom is not 100%.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's like 80%. I think it's like the chance of getting pregnant
is higher with a condom than it is with birth control.
Birth control, it's not 100%, you know, proof either, but at least, you know, when you have birth control,
helps, you know,
condom. Like,
your odds
are...
But doesn't it also, too, even just kind of putting that to the side, I guess it's for birth control, but doesn't that also help regulate your period as well?
Yes. There's a lot of benefits, whether it's, like, you know, helping your, you know, cleaning your face up, you know, if you have to struggle with acne, again, regulating your period. Again, there's a lot of more reasons why
people do it. And then it helps your hormones. Like,
yeah,
it
balances.
It balances.
But a little bit more, again, because basically what the whole bill is trying to do is basically overturn Roe versus Wade, which is basically just saying about abortions. But what they're saying is for the heartbeat bill, that anything after 6 weeks of being known of being pregnant, that's when an abortion cannot be done. Which, if anyone is even familiar with the woman body, you get a period every month or so, okay? And occasionally, unless you are on birth control...
This is the science part of the podcast.
You know, you can be late. But thing is, if it's by 6 weeks, that's only 2 weeks after your scheduled period. So that's in reason of being late.
Right.
So the thing is, you're not going to know after that, then what? You can't have it no more.
And see, that's a big decision you got to make too. That may or may not, like, you can't come to a decision. Some people may not be able to come to a decision in those 2 weeks. You might need more time to think about it.
Exactly, and not even that. Even if you find out that there is, I have read that if you travel outside of the state or rather wherever it is that is legal, if you are found guilty of that, you could also be prosecuted for that too, for attempted murder of your child.
There's something I want to say, but
go ahead.
No. There's something I really want to say. It's how are they wanting to control the population? How do you want to control like the population? Because the population rate is increasing year after year. How is this gonna help us control it? And think about it. If you take a... I understand there's teen...
Moms.
Well, teen moms, teenagers, like, first time having sexual intercourse.
Right.
How is that going to help us? Like, I understand maybe some mother wants to give her daughter an abortion because she's not ready. I understand it's not... I don't agree with abortion, but there's sometimes, you know...
You might. Like, because like, what happens if, like,
yeah, how
they
is
get
this,
raped or...
Yeah. How is this going to help the control of it? Like, you're pretty much just saying... If you made the mistake, it's on you. But the thing is, population is going to go up high.
Well, you could do like how they do in China where like, well, not like for the first child, but you know, they take care of the first child. And after that second one's like, hey, it's a wrap. Like, you on your own. But we got to take another commercial break. We'll be back. All right, we are back for commercial break. Little insider kind of side notes. We need to find a new spot to record because
this is getting ridiculous.
Whether it's the timing or the location, something's going to have to work out. But we're still in the process of doing everything. So, you know, we're learning from
baby steps at a time.
Yeah.
Facts. But back to
talking
about Georgia
babies.
Laws.
So basically, Georgia is not the only state that's done it. That's why they're, you know, Ohio is another big state in it. And I believe there's two other states that I've read on that ratified the whole heartbeat bill. Mm-hmm. But I know for Georgia, there's some exceptions, you know, for rape, incest, and medical emergencies. So where in that case, an abortion can take place. However, in Ohio, rape and incest do not follow that rule. Which is why there is a huge news controversy about the 11-year-old who was raped and was, I believe, denied abortion for that. And so what's your y'all's view as guys on how they are monitoring women and their choices? Or
see, for me, like, even for the fact that if it's rape or incest, some people are, some states will not give you that option, it's messed up. Like, you can't just say, like, here, here's just something for you, like, and just keep it moving. Like, but I think the way that the today's times are going to have people's views on stuff, I don't feel like these laws are going to stay in place for long. Like, they might be maybe like a few years, but they won't be set in stone.
For everything, I mean, Roe versus Wade is a historic landmark case for the Supreme Court. And I feel like it's going to take a lot to overturn that, which, I mean, scarily enough, it's going in that direction. I'm hoping that enough people will realize that, I mean, whether you are pro-life or pro-choice, I mean, I love the whole saying, if it doesn't concern you, don't worry about it. Because at the same time, it's like, if a woman was pregnant with someone, mm-hmm. which, again, there's like a whole like cartoon of it, they're going to be like, oh, we'll do anything to protect you, we can have you. But then once the baby is born, they don't want to help them. They don't, you know, they complain about food stamps. They complain about any other healthcare, WIC, anything like that, in order for the baby to, you know, basically just survive, you know, even with like tough financial situations. And really, how they were saying how women are being punished, you know, for 10 to 30, you know, however many years it is, we're basically going in an opposite direction. You know, not even just with women, but with just how the world is in general. Because if you kind of think about it, which, again, I have seen this on Facebook, you know, if women are being prosecuted for a federal crime of, you know, attempted murder on a child or murdering a child, whatever, they are, you know, of course, they're going to be going to jail. And last time I checked, if you've been to jail for a federal crime like that, you cannot vote. So it's just all tying in together how they're taking away women's rights. When really, and again, this is just me, they're not doing, again, who is the ones making the law? To be honest, it's mostly men, you know? And they all say...
Right, what, I mean, because, but, like, that's kind of messed up that, like, you having that fate, you're putting all these women's fate in the hands of men. There should be some type of woman representative there, or even the ones making the law, to where, hey... it's like, even I think it should be like maybe 50-50, some that have kids, some that don't, and like someone that even they bring their points, their views to even like a board or whatnot, again, still have some women in it, but it should not just be left all to men, because like even like with us, none of us got kids, we're still young, so we're looking at it from maybe one side, a mother or a person that has a child might have a different view of it too. So it's too one-sided to make those type of laws.
And the thing is, they're trying to bring religion into it by, you know, of course, saying that it's against God's will. But the thing is, at the same time, it's not your will either to take away a woman's right to bear a child, especially, again, if it's going to be in a situation to where either, A, it can't be raised in, you know, a nurturing home, whether, you know, they are struggling financially, mentally, etc. You know, if anything, you know, it's just all backwards, especially, again, for men doing it, because, again, it's not like you have women trying to take men's rights away, and it doesn't feel right for someone who doesn't have to go through certain things, you know, that women do, that a man could possibly have anything to control about that.
And going back to what I said earlier about, you know, president not having, like, all the power that we think. This is where I feel like a lot of our energy should be towards the state senate, the city council, because they're going to be making a lot of, they're going to be making this, the laws and the rules that will probably affect you more personally on a more on an everyday basis compared to what some dumb shit Donald Trump is talking about. So, again, like I said, for my people that are, that they do this, like, they're all into this. They know, hey, if you want this down the fourth, you need to look at this person. You want this down the fourth, look at that person. Spread that knowledge out to the young people. Let, again, spread that information so, hey, let them know, hey, it's important to vote for state and city councils. Make sure if any voting you do is for them two or three or whatever it is in your local area.
But even then, going back to, again, men controlling women, ironically enough, today news broke that Republican in Texas, Jessica Farr, Democrat, proposed a bill saying that she would that the fine would be $100 for a man who was caught masturbating. It would just a Texas bill would fine men $100 each time they masturbate. And then it said the bill, which is largely symbolic, also imposes a 24-hour waiting period for Viagra. So what are y'all's view on that?
Here's my question. Is it like public or is it just in general?
I'm just saying,
I think the politicians are trying to save the Viagra for them because they know we're short on it.
It's not like they want to ask it, but like I wish you would tell me I can't jack off. Because, for whatever reason.
That is your privacy, but I will say this.
Bearing a child and living your life how it is should be your own privacy, too.
Exactly.
But, see, the whole thing is that it's the whole vice versa thing. You want to control women, but then once a woman wants to control you, that's when all hell breaks loose. Because the whole thing is that masturbation is... such behavior is a failure to preserve the sanctity of life and an act against an unborn child.
These my kids. If I want to flush them down the toilet, that's my prerogative.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm throwing this out to the politicians. Just because your wee-wee ain't coming up doesn't mean you can't... Just because your wee-wee is not coming up and you can't, you know, ejaculate your own load doesn't mean you have to make all of us feel bad about ourselves.
Thing is, there are so many ways you can go with this. And thing is, again, how y'all said it's private. So, I mean, who would, you know what I mean? Unless you have, like...
I wish somebody would try to say, oh, yeah, no, I've seen him jacking. Oh, fam, I got to see you at school, after whatever, bro. What?
Like, there's a lot of stuff where you're just going to be like, yeah. And, you know, from what I read, she is receiving a lot of, like, backlash for it, of course. Mm-hmm. But, again, it's not so much...
Where is this at? Sorry.
Texas. So, it's not so much the... actual idea of it, it's more so the principle that I agree with, because I mean in my opinion I don't agree with it. I think it's kind of stupid, or you're not gonna get caught with it. But I mean, I'm disagreeing with the whole, like, you know, don't tell a woman her rights whenever, you know, you're basically putting yourself above her. You're trying to play God in that sense, where you feel like, you know, you can just do anything you want, and you know what I mean. I just don't appreciate that.
I wish they would try passing a law like that in Georgia. All
right. I will say this, though. I may not attend church as much, but at least I know there's only one God, and he's not here with us. He's up there.
Upstairs.
He's upstairs. And I'm just saying, I understand a life, and I understand the religion part, but you got to understand, like...
You filled me up with billions of kids. You did not expect me to use all of them. So they got to go somewhere.
Man, if this is a woman doing this type of law... Or
oh, it is.
Oh, it's a woman.
Listen.
Oh, wait. So
she hated it.
No. Wait, so she doesn't know the struggle when you do not ejaculate for a month or two.
You want to talk about a struggle. Imagine carrying a child for 9 months. You can't even go 9 months without jerking off. I mean, not you specifically, but I mean...
What are you trying to say, honey bun?
But men and
gentlemen... No, you spent how many years not going without it?
Yeah.
No.
How many years did I go without having some pooty tang?
You better go another if you don't hush.
So, you about to put the tippy top up in?
This is the S-rated part of the podcast.
Thank you, Ha Ha Davis, for that wonderful...
Tippy top. But baby, talking about it, but tonight...
Hey,
we are going to learn more about this bill. That's what we're going to do tonight.
So we're done with the laws. Let's go ahead. We need to start wrapping up.
The sports.
Yeah. Oh, man. I really had
NBA?
I really had a brain fart. Yes, NBA playoffs. We are in the conference finals.
Finally.
Final four teams. You got, I almost said the Boston Celtics. You got the Milwaukee Bucks going against the Toronto Raptors in the East. In the West, you have the Golden State Warriors going against the Portland Trail Blazers. Elvis, predictions.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to say what I said earlier.
In the back.
Earlier. I say Milwaukee versus who's the other team? Please remind me.
Oh, that they faced?
Toronto, yes. Okay. Yeah. I say Toronto takes it in game 6. But in the Western Conference, I say if I say Golden State in game 5 or 6, but I'm hopefully game 6. But if Portland takes it to game 7, I kind of want to give them the edge, because if they took the Golden State Warriors to game 7,
right,
they're going to play, they're going to throw everything that they can to beat them.
Now let the record, go ahead.
I'll gonna say my prediction.
Okay.
Don't watch enough basketball nowadays. But I feel like it's gonna be Golden State in 6.
Okay.
And I feel like it's gonna be the Bucks in 7. Now, I know that because it's the Golden State Warriors, they're gonna have a lot of money come in, let's be honest, because the whole rig thing. But I mean, I feel like it's gonna go further with the not go as far as last year, just because of the fact that LeBron James isn't in it. Let's be honest, the money is coming in from both ways.
Right.
And just for that mere fact, I feel like they're just gonna go ahead and get the game over with for Golden State. And then again, Bucks and Toronto, they're gonna be a good matchup, but I feel like it's still gonna be 7.
I predict this. KD doesn't play the first 2 games.
Yes, I agree with you. My prediction, I'm actually going to go into the finals. I feel like Raptors in 6, Golden State in 6 or 5.
I think it's 6 or 5 for Golden State.
I get Portland at least 1 game.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I feel like someone's going to get hurt on Golden State. I think Curry. I won't say a name, but I feel like Curry is going to get hurt in that series. Toronto wins the championship in 6. That's my prediction for the rest of the finals. Now, we've been half right so far. I think we predicted that Portland was going to win against it was going to be Portland and Golden State in the conference. We were wrong because I think we both said Boston. Devin and Kenzie were right, so 50-50.
It's 50-50 on the East. To me, it's crazy. Everyone thought that the East was going to be boring, but it's really entertaining. It really is. And I'm going to agree with you. I have a feeling Golden State, someone's going to get injured. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's crazy KD got injured. But I want to say, like I said, KD does not start the first 2 games. But I don't know what injury he may have.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to say a name, I think he does something to it again and he's out.
Oh, for KD?
KD. He does something because he wants to come back and play. Yeah. Because he doesn't want to be like, oh, I was injured and Golden State helped me. He wants to come back as fast as he can. If I was him, I'll set out at least 3 games to play it safe.
Okay.
Because you already know, the matchup is not that strong, but last time I noticed, Portland is throwing everything they have out there.
But see, this is why I think Curry might get hurt, because now Curry is either going to be defended by either Dame or CJ McCollum.
Yeah.
So
CJ's going off.
Right. He's going to have a rough time regardless. Even if, like, he's getting his shots off, there's going to be a hand in his face all the time, I feel like. And I feel like he's going to overdo it. And he don't have the strongest ankles.
Yeah.
So I feel like he might get hurt, like, trying to overdo it. KD can easily, like, again, hurt himself again.
Trying to come back as fast as possible.
Exactly. Because all it's really going to take is, like, them going... Like, I don't think... But let's say Portland goes up 2 games to nothing. KD's going to be back game 3rd, even if he's not ready yet.
It's crazy how much we're talking about the West, the East. Let's do a little bit of the East.
Yeah.
The East, I don't think no one's going to get injured.
That's going to be the best... I think that's going to be the best series.
Yeah, that's going to be best. Like, it's going to be good because Kawhi Leonard's going off. Mm-hmm. The Greek Freak is going off. Like, everybody from the bench, off the bench, to the starters are, like, amazing in these. It's just funny how, in the beginning of the season, multiple sources and people were saying the East is not going to be as, you know, popular. It's going to be, like, obviously they picked out the certain team.
I thought it was... No, because I don't know, for at least how I looked at it. Because, again, with LeBron leaving, it kind of like opened the floodgates because...
Well, it kind of did, but the thing is, it wasn't going to be as entertaining because the obviously in the beginning of the season, you already have your predictions, Boston, Philly, Toronto, because they had Kawhi Leonard. Yeah. Like, but they had the prediction, oh, this is going to be the teams that are going to come out the East. Yeah, LeBron did leave, and yeah, it did, like you said, it did open up the playing field, but to me, I've been more entertained with the East than with the West. That's just me. It's just
everybody. I think I agree with you. I've watched little to none basketball this season.
I have a feeling that that's a LeBron effect. Like that effect.
Listen, I've been hearing so much good stuff about the playoffs that I will watch it. I will like start to watch the game and it'll be like, I'm not interested because I'm not mostly invested because my favorite player
is not there.
It's not. And even though I love basketball, but it's like,
but
it's just not the same.
There's so many LeBron fans. Like, I can't, like, I understand it's not being, watched because there's a lot of LeBron fans. I know I just repeated myself, but I watched it last night. I watched the Philly Toronto game, and I was just amazed of what happened from the start of tip off to the very end. It was just, okay, where was this last year? But like I said, it's just NBA ratings have been struggling. We know there are. Don't start sugarcoating. Oh, the games are good. Yeah, they're good. But the thing is, when the most valuable player of a league, not saying he's an MVP, but I'm saying the most valuable player, your big player, is out of the playoffs, it really hurts.
Because
pocket and ratings.
Well, the reason why is because you think about it. Like, if you're a basketball fan, you're happy he's out the playoffs. Because arguably, this has been probably one of the best playoffs in a few years.
Yeah, but...
But with LeBron, it's always that, will he do it again storyline.
Yeah.
Like, he got this, like, random team. He just select random mouse on 2K. He got whatever players they gave him. And it's like, can he do it again? Can he bring that team to the finals again?
Well, not finals, but to at least a playoff contenders.
Yeah, but listen, up until now, it's been to the finals.
It's been to the finals, but now I think people are going to change their views and be like, all right, LeBron, you didn't do nothing. You didn't. It wasn't your team. We're going to give you this excuse. It wasn't your team. Now, this is the year where you need a, hey, this is my team now.
Yeah.
Let's get this ball rolling. Because now, I personally have a feeling Lakers will make it to the playoffs, but they're not going to be a top seed.
I don't think he goes for the top seed. Because, again, I think it's about experience. And if time repeats itself when he was with Miami, they didn't win that first year either, but they won every year except the last one. So they went two out of four.
I know he's a star that's getting old. I know he is. But I don't think age... The thing is, he can be old, but his basketball IQ is phenomenal. Like, his basketball IQ is, like, out of the ordinary. Like, he doesn't have to go... Like, he doesn't have to go hard. He can just play, like, soft, but be technically smart at it, at the game. That's
how... Like, between that and also how he took care of his body, there's a reason why he is able to play at such a high level for so long. You look at the people that's in his draft class, and only ones that are really probably still playing at a same level is him and Kyle Korver. But Kyle Korver is a shooter, so he's built for longevity. So it's crazy just to, like, LeBron is an anomaly.
Yeah. But one thing that really did hurt LeBron, now we're getting into LeBron talk now, because it's a big topic, I know. What really hurt him this year was that injury. If it wasn't for that injury, different story.
Remind people, they were fourth in the West before he went down. And they were actually doing really good.
They were doing good. The chemistry was getting together, but once that chemistry, that
trade rumor, too.
I was going to get to that, too. Mm. But, yeah, once he got injured, chemistry, let's just say it was still there, but once that trade rumor, like you said, that's what really hurt them, because they could have... If that trade rumor would have never occurred, I say they would have at least made it to the playoff, just barely, or just been like 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
Not 8 or 9, but 9 or 10. But once that trade rumor hit, that's why they were at least...
I'm going to tell you, because I remember when there was something that... No, Matt, when LeBron found out that Magic was leaving, apparently he was hanging out with Lonzo Ball. here's my thing. And again, I don't know. Nobody knows because nobody is there with them.
Yeah.
I'm pretty, like, how we don't know, LeBron told them this was going to happen, like the trade rumors and all this stuff. They may have not, because again, they're all young, so they may have not believed him. And again, like, still, that was this, without LeBron, that's still kind of the same team that was last year. Hence why they had the same record. But now it's like, okay, we've seen everything he's talking about. He's right, and he's really, like, you know, there for us. Even if we do get traded, yo, he's good people. We don't know how they're going to react. Yeah. But wrapping it up, I don't think – who did you say for a championship? Like, overall, who's going to win, do you think?
Man, I said Toronto and Golden State. But who will win it all?
Yeah, who will win it all?
I'm going to give it to Toronto.
Toronto and how many games?
Seven.
Okay. Shelly, you said...
I said Golden State and Bucks, and that's just my inaudible thing of it. But I'm actually going to say Bucks are going to win it. And
what,
probably...
What game?
I'll say seven.
Wow. So...
It's going to come down to seven.
So far, nobody has Golden State.
It's just... Yeah.
I feel like as much difficulties as they are facing right now, that's just going to be the downfall of them. And especially because this is a year, apparently, you know, Kevin, Clay, all them might leave. It's kind of like it's the whole into an era kind of deal.
Yeah. If they win it, they'll be riding off in the sunset. But if they lose, it may affect their legacy.
They're always an upset.
No. If they lose, I don't see it as an upset. I say as how is this going to affect their legacy and the impact of the game.
I don't think it hurts because I think it's like, hey, we knew it was coming. And everything don't last forever. But if they do win for Golden State, storybook ending.
You know what's funny? What's really going to hurt their legacy is that, what was it? 73-9.
Ooh, it ain't the same without a ring.
Hey,
70. Well, it was 72-10 does have a ring to it, though.
Come on now.
That was really going to hurt them a lot.
And I also feel like, man, it's kind of like how we always say with wrestling, whenever it's time for someone to retire, it always ends with them losing to pass on the torch
to someone else.
So I kind of feel like that might be the same position they're going for. But I mean, hey, good luck to everyone. We'll see what happens.
Well,
next podcast, I have a lot of good topics.
Yeah, that's going to be it for today's episode. Appreciate it for everybody watching. Again, leave a like, comment, share. We're continuing to grow. Hopefully, we're going to get a better spot so we don't have so many commercial breaks. But as always, we appreciate you, and we will see you on the next one.